The story continues in this, the second episode of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
Well, I didn't know when I woke up that morning that by the end of the day I'd be taking off in my spaceship on a new case. And I didn't know one of the passengers would be such a beauty. And I sure didn't know the case would take as long as it did. I guess I should have quizzed my new client a little more, but those big eyes were like magnets, and I was all metal. I have to say I was glad to have Tolan, my engineer and pilot, with me, because I'm not sure I was trusting myself to think straight around this dame.
We're at full speed, Ryan, and heading for our destination.
Do you think Miss Neela's coordinates are good?
Oh yeah. Did you get a good look at her? Her coordinates are real good.
I noticed, but that's not what I meant.
Yeah, I've seen how you look at her. We've had plenty of good-looking dames walk through your door, but I've never seen you so flustered.
I'm not flustered. Just trying to figure her out, that's all. So, how long will it take to get there?
I'm not sure, but I did a little tweak into the engine, and I do know we'll be at our destination in half the time it would take any other ship this size.
Thanks. I know you'll get the job done. You always do.
Speaking of getting the job done, do you think it was smart to leave that ditzy secretary in the office by herself?
I didn't have much of a choice. She's the ninth one the temp agency sent us. And they said if we don't keep her, she'll be the last.
Well, you'd better get used to doing your own paperwork and answering your own calls.
I don't know, Tulip. I've got a funny feeling about Eddie. Like there's more to her than we know.
There's more to her than she knows, which ain't much, that's for sure.
If it'll ease your mind, bring up the live security feed on the monitor. Let's see what she's doing.
Well, what do you know? You did it. What did I tell you about hard work?
Who's she talking to?
I think she's talking to herself.
Yep, Eddie, you got the run of the place. The boss trusts you because you've gone above and beyond. That's what they said at the temp agency. Yep, they said, Eddie, you go above and beyond, and you can keep any job. Well, that's what I've done, above and beyond. Ain't that right, Mr. Ryan?
Wait a minute. She's walking into your office and sitting at your desk. She's gonna be you now. Oh, this is gonna be good.
That's right, Eddie. You've gone above and beyond so many times that I can put my business, my entire operation, my reputation, my future in your hands.
My future? Tolop?
Yeah, boss?
I didn't think the day would ever come when I wouldn't want any new clients walking through my door.
Speaking of your door, now she's going back to it. I guess she's Eddie again.
Oh, gee, Mr. Ryan, you're making me blush.
Well, that's all right, Eddie. I think you're beautiful when you blush. In fact, I think you're beautiful all the time.
Oh, Mr. Ryan. By the way, may I call you just Ryan?
That's enough. Turn it off.
Oh, no. I think we need to check in with her. Oh, Eddie. You there?
Who's there? Where's that voice coming from?
Up here, in the corner of the ceiling. See the security screen?
Yes, but who is this?
It's us, Eddie. We've turned on the security feed, and now we're talking to you through it.
Oh, Mr. Ryan, of course. I thought I saw a red light at the bottom of that screen a little bit ago, and I wondered, well, what's that for?
That was us. See? We're on the screen now.
Oh, yeah. There you are. What did you need?
Just checking to see if we've had any walk-ins.
Nope, just little old me. That's it.
Well, good. That's all we wanted to know.
Wait, Mr. Ryan, if the security feed came on a few minutes ago, did you just see and hear? Oh my, now I'm embarrassed.
Well, you do look a little blushed.
Am I interrupting something?
No, of course not. We'd better go, Eddie. Well, Miss Neela, how do you find your quarters?
Just fine, Ryan. And you can drop the miss. I'm just Neela.
Well, I don't know about Ryan here, but I don't think you're just anything.
You're cute. Short, but cute.
Short? That was uncalled for.
So was the cute, but you didn't mind that.
All right, Neela. You said you'd fill us in on these unsavory characters who were looking for your brother as well.
Yes, I did. I can't tell you everything, but I...
Of course not. Every client who comes through Ryan's door has some secret or mystery that we have to figure out.
Tell us what you can.
Well, it begins with my father.
The story we heard was a long one. What it boiled down to was a pretty nasty split between Neela's father and mother over some discoveries her father had made about the leaders of their planet, Derelta. It was the last straw for Neela and her brother. They were both there when the authorities came for their father.
I can't believe how much you've changed, Timbus. When we first met, you would never have thought to join forces with the Metsis. You rejected their claims over Derelta. But I've watched them slowly bring you under their control. They let you have a low-level position of authority at first, then a little more power, until now you're on the council.
A council which has found out about your secret research into the Metsis. You're right, Lieber. I was once like you. But where did that lead? Neither of us could succeed at anything.
Because they kept us down. You really don't see it, do you?
Oh, I see all too clearly. You're jealous because I've been chosen. I'm the one they raised to power. I'm the one who'll rule this planet, but only because I have the backing of the Metsis.
I hate to do this with our children watching, but you leave me no choice. I denounce the Metsis, which means I denounce you, Timbus. I no longer consider you my wife.
Father!
Well, that's convenient, because you're going to a place where no wife would want to follow.
I'll be gone before you can have me arrested.
I don't think so. I have been given my own security detail, who are already at the door, and they've been instructed to take you to the sphere. Guards!
Mother, you wouldn't do that to him?
Yes, sir. Actually, I would.
But the sphere, he'll never last.
He can always change his mind about whose side he's on. Then he'll last.
I'll last as long as I'm supposed to last. Don't worry about me. Neela, Orb, you can't let them force you into their mold. You have your own. Find it.
Stop. At least let us say goodbye.
All right. Give them a moment.
How can she do this to you?
Don't worry about me now. You have to finish what I started.
But how? We don't have your research.
Yes, you do.
That's long enough. Take him.
Father? What did you mean?
Remember what I said. You have your own. Find it.
Why, Mother?
You don't need to know why. You need to remember what you just saw. If you don't want this to happen to you, I suggest you find a way to live under the rules of the Metsis.
Never! Not if the Metsis looks like this! I'll leave this planet as soon as I can.
If that's your choice. Just know you'll never find a place out of our influence.
Obviously, that was his choice. So your story about your brother leaving with some friends and not coming back was a load of crock.
I knew you wouldn't take the case if I told you the whole story. He left the next day, and the Metsis has been trying to track him down ever since.
Trying to track him down? How do you know where he went, and they don't?
Because I put a tracker in his ship. Orb had disabled the built-in tracking system the Metzies put in all our vehicles, but he didn't know about mine. Mother didn't think he was serious, but I saw the look in his eye, and I knew he'd be gone quickly.
So, why didn't you go with him?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Something my father said kept coming back to me. He told us not to let the Metzies fit us into their mold.
Sure. Sounds like something a father would say to his children.
Not my father. He'd just say if I went the wrong way, he'd beat me to a pulp.
So that's why you're so short?
Very funny.
Sorry, Neela. Tell us the rest.
He told us that we had our own, and to find it.
Your own what?
Their own mold, right?
That's right. Our own mold. I thought about that for a long time. All the while, I acted like the perfect subject of the Metzies. Mother never suspected anything. Besides, she was too busy trying to find my brother.
Why didn't you try to leave earlier?
When I finally figured out what my father meant, I knew I had to be careful, but I found it.
The mold?
Yes. My father had given both of us molded miniature figurines of ourselves as birthday presents. I tried everything I could to open mine up, turn it on, whatever. But nothing worked. Until...
You put it with your brother's mold.
Yes. How did you know?
I'm a detective, remember? It was the logical next step in the story.
It was? Well, you lost me.
So when you put them together...
As soon as they touched, half the information about the Metzies my father had discovered in his research downloaded to my mind chip.
And the other half?
Went straight to her brother.
Or at least, that's what I think.
So if we can find your brother, you'll have everything you need.
To bring down the Metzies.
Unless they bring us down first.
What?
For the past little bit, I've been noticing another ship quite a ways behind us, but following every move we make. It just got close enough to trigger our alarm. Sure enough, it does look like a Metzies ship I ran into some time back.
That didn't take long. How did they find us? They must have been tracking you.
No, I made sure of it. I made a few trips from Derelta to your planet, and each time they had me tailed. That's why I always went right by your office without stopping on those trips. I just made it look like I was out shopping. They were always too close.
So why this time?
They stopped tailing me a week or so ago. They did not know I was coming to see you. I guarantee it. So I can't imagine how they found us.
Right now, I'm imagining us being blown to smithereens unless we do something real quick.
Do we have weapons that can reach their ship?
I'm sorry, this is not a battleship. Our weapons won't reach half that distance.
Besides, if they had wanted to take us out, they could have done it by now. I think they're just following us and hoping that we don't notice.
Can we outrun them?
Now you're talking my language. Watch this, sweetheart. Everybody, buckle up. Okay, Mr. Metzies, you ready for a ride? Come on, keep up now. Make me work a little bit. Your starship's a little slow, buddy. Bring it by for a tune-up sometime. Alright, here we go. Eat my stardust, buddy.
Tolop's ability to maneuver the ship was amazing. The Metzies had no hope of following us after Tolop led them through a maze of planets, moons, and asteroids, one of which struck and damaged their ship to the point where they had to turn back for repairs. So we got out of that little jam, which was all fine and good. But what I wanted to know was how they found us in the first place. Neela was beautiful, yes. But trustworthy? Not yet.
Roswell, B.C. comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With very few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series belong to Roswell, residence. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Tale, and it featured the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolop, Will Cass as Lieber, Georgiana Simoes as Timbus, and Robin Haynes as Orb. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Relicwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and please leave us a great review. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.